You know, I watched people in my life, they bragged about how much that money they made doing tree work or doing carpentry work or anything, but then they'd go out and get drunk, and they didn't have steady, they didn't want authority. They were, what it comes down to, they hated authority. They didn't want steady work. They wanted, like, get-rich-quick schemes, you know? And I looked at them. I looked at different ones. I looked at the pattern. And I saw their end result. They always ended up an alcoholic or drug head, drug addict. And they ended up in hospital with some kind of something, whatever it was, whatever they call it, yellow, where they get yellow skin and stuff like that. And I just saw them deteriorate fast. In other words, they were trying to be, get it all right now instead of over a period of time, think about longevity, you know. They didn't think about longevity, they just wanted it now, you know, whatever it was. And it's really sad because they would have had, they could have had such a, such a prosperous life if they would have just done things just a tad bit different, just tweaked it a little bit different. But their pride, see, the pride of man destroys man. The pride of mankind destroys him, man or woman, you know, their pride. And because they're doing things that they shouldn't be doing, they have to drink or they have to drug because they have their conscience that's bothering them, so they have to shut down their conscience. You know, they have to get drunk. Instead of facing themselves, they have to do something so they don't look at themselves. And the narcissists who don't do the drinking and drugs, they just become more of a narcissist because they can't look in the mirror. They have to, their conscience is seared as with a hot iron, you know. They destroyed their consciousness, or whatever you want to call it. They destroyed their ability to admit wrong, to admit guilt over time, because they have to see themselves as perfect, or they would jump off a bridge. They can't imagine themselves being not perfect, you know, or having ills and problems and issues. They can't imagine being wrong, you know, because it will destroy them. The insecurity that they have, they had to create a false self because they're afraid to look at their thoughts of being real, you know. They can't look at themselves. When I talk to people and I say, well, there's no reason for me to talk because it's a one-sided conversation. I don't even need to be here because you're not hearing what I'm saying. You're just talking and talking and talking. When I say that to somebody, it's hard for them to accept it, whoever it is. I saw it in a marriage. I saw it in friends. I saw it in family. I saw it in at work. I saw it everywhere, that people who want to over-talk, they are pretty much saying it doesn't matter what you think, doesn't matter what is all about them, right? You can catch a selfish person because they don't listen. They think they already have all the answers. They've heard it all, seen it all, done it all, and they don't learn from anybody else. One of the reasons that preachers like to listen to other preachers because they learn from the other preacher. One of the reasons that mathematicians like to listen to other mathematicians because they learn from the other mathematicians. One of the reasons why narcissist teachers, I mean, narcissist psychologists, the ones who teach about narcissists, the reason they listen to others is because they learn from others. Eventually get to zero point source code knowledge, and you've pretty much heard it. You might have heard it in a different way, but you've heard it somewhere. Doesn't mean you're still not learning. You just start to have more of a exponential growth, and you still start to have like pattern recognition, and you see the patterns, just like body language. If you study body language for a couple of years, you'll start to pick up on things, and then you study some other body language teachers, they'll talk about things you didn't see, and it starts to become just like instant, you know. You have to listen to other people, is my point. Investors, you have to listen to other people. Somebody might really get good on one topic. They might get good at one topic, you know. One discipline, if you want to call it that. But they can listen to somebody cross-discipline, and that other discipline that they didn't really study, it might teach them. I've had a few people in my lifetime, they say, in the real world, they say, you're the smartest person I ever met. One of them asked my mom one time, how did he get so smart? And it's not about smart, it's about cross-discipline. I've studied a lot of different subjects in my lifetime, and I listened to a lot of different people. When I was studying the Bible a lot, early on, and I was studying all the different religions, I was listening to Louis Farrakhan. Not that I was following him, I was just listening to what he was teaching. And that's when my ex-wife said, don't listen to him. She was losing her mind that I was listening to him. I said, I'm not believing what he's saying, I'm just listening to what he's teaching. She couldn't understand that. And the reason is, I think when you're married to a narcissist or around one, they don't want you to outpace them or outgrow them or see through them or know something they don't know. It makes them mad because you're leaving them behind, they think. They think you're leaving them behind, and maybe you are, and that's what they're afraid of. Who knows? Maybe when you see through them and you see what they are, you don't mess with them anymore. You see through their fake reality, you know. That's not your plan, I guess, but it's probably an end result, and they probably know it. Don't listen to him. What are you talking about, woman? It's a free world. What are you talking about? A lot of churches will do that. You go to a church, and the church, you start listening to, let's say you go to a Baptist church, and you talk about some Methodist preacher you heard online or something, I'm sure there's some Methodist preachers that teach some good stuff. And you say, I was listening to this Methodist preacher. Why are you listening to Methodists? I was listening to this why are you listening to them? What do you mean? I'm just seeing different perspectives, man. They want to close you into that little box, right? When you start to look at things from multi-perspectives, multi-discipline, across the disciplines, different ideas, different concepts, they get angry. When you study the gurus, if I listen to a sad guru, somebody who's saved or Bible believer, they're going to get mad because I'm listening to a sad guru. Doesn't mean I believe in him. I just want to see what he's saying. And if he has some stuff, I can pull some truth out of what he's saying. He's a hell-bound sinner. I know that. He's going to burn in hell unless he runs to Jesus. He thinks he's a God. I know their final teaching. They think they're gods. But they're going to burn. They can't stand somebody says absolute truth that you're going to burn. I know what they teach. And I know about the ones that say, you can manifest. The spiritual gurus, all they care about is 3D, manifest in 3D. Well, as a saved person, we already own it all. We already have it all. I mean, I don't need to manifest because I already own it all. Already have it all. So I know how these box thinkers think. They don't want you to think outside the box, but how are they going to grow? You need to be pushed and pulled and stretched in order to grow. You got to be pushed and pulled and stretched and cut and turned and all that stuff.